Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. Podcast Network brought to you by Omaha. Omaha, Southern Sound, coming to you Monday night following the big Bucks-Cowboys game. Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this disaster of a show. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, and Darren the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
Congratulations, buddy.
Well, you're congratulating me and Darren and all the other Cowboy fans, but the truth is we have a kicking problem, and it's an ass kicking problem. 31-14. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even that close. Come on. Cowboys went into the big sombrero, demolished Tom Brady and the Bucks. Tampa, a 6th-round draft pick, looked every bit the part tonight. 18-0 at half. Should have been 21. Brett Maher missed 4 extra points before finally making one. We'll get into that. But Parlay Kid, how you feeling about this? Oh. What a demolition.
Demolition. So this is what we wanted. Just what the doctor ordered there for us, Sal. Nice, comfortable win for the Dallas Cowboys. But I think, you know, we're going to have to just remain very composed.
No way.
The work is not done yet, Sal. I don't want to be celebrating the way Jerry Jones was up in the booth that whole game. I think that there's still a lot of work to be done here for the Cowboys, Sal. One game at a time, but boy, does it feel good, Sal. Put a whooping on them, and let's face it. I mean, Sal, you know what? You and I know, you know, we're always big Romo fans, but we also
30 years before our last, our last road win. Come on.
Right. And you and I, though, never are always, we're fans of Dak Prescott, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's people in the media who always bash Dak, right? Like Dan Orlovsky comes up with a ranking of the playoff quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He had him ranked like 12th on his list. Yeah. This is a guy who gets paid big bucks and played quarterback that had him behind Geno Smith and the likes, some of these other likes. It's pathetic. This guy deserves a lot more credit. He was on today. Boy, oh boy, did he play a great game. Kellen Moore, I thought was probably one of his best play calling games of the year. They had it all going. Defense was on point today, Sal. A great team win. And
Orlovsky, to save himself from that pitiful ranking claimed that Kellen Moore had the defensive signals. That's what he basically said for tonight. It kind of, I'll say this, it sure looked like it because our guy was great. 25 for 33, 305, 4 touchdowns, just nifty, you know, hidden ball tricks, ball fakes, wide open. I mean, guys were wide open. It was amazing. Dalton Schultz started off. Harry, good job. It's going to be the only time I compliment you during this podcast. You had Schultz to score first, and he did. He had almost 100 yards receiving. You know, Gallup, 5 receptions, CeeDee Lamb, 4. He really, really spread it out. Pollard had a few, did the job on the ground with 128. And then Brady, 35 for 66. First of all, it looked like nobody was going to score those first 2 drives, right?
No.
And then Pollard actually got us going, but Brady could not. He couldn't get out of his own way.
Well, it was weird, right? It was almost as if he and the receivers hadn't played together all year, right? Like they weren't even close. Receivers were running different paths. I don't know what the disconnect was in that game, but it was, I mean, it was awful. I mean, it was really bad, through 3 quarters for them. But actually, I thought defensively they were even worse. I mean, they were 15 yards off every receiver. Guys were wide open all over the field. It seemed like they botched 3 or 4 big plays for the Cowboys. You know, just defensively, their assignments they missed. So, I mean, Todd Bowles has to be the worst coach in football right now.
That's what everyone's saying. I mean, that he has to go. It's really interesting to see what Brady does. And Aikman says, I don't even think he knows what he's doing. I don't think he did either. I don't think he did this time last year. He's going to have to place his coach if he comes back. They say your Raiders. They say the Dolphins. Of course, he can come back to Tampa. But, yeah, it was almost like Bruce Arians replaced himself with something inferior on purpose to make him look good, himself look good. Very strange.
Kind of. I will say the Brady thing is interesting now because, again, you know, you have to have a great offensive line. You got to be able to run the ball well, which they couldn't do all year. They couldn't get the running game going. They didn't even try really the running game tonight, which was weird. But I don't know. You look around the NFL too, and it's like there's really only a handful of quarterbacks that can't move anymore, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you looked at every team, there's probably, what, five? I mean, depending. Yep. Right? Cousins, you could still say. I guess Goff.
Goff.
There's a few. Stafford. I guess Stafford if he's in the, you know. But
yeah, probably seven. Probably like a quarter of the league or something. Yeah.
These quarterbacks are starting, you know. So it's hard to start, you know. You bring Brady and the rest of your team better be really good. And if the Raiders bring him in for a year or two, which I don't know if it's necessarily the right move, but say they do, they better draft a quarterback too this year. You can't. It could be maybe a 1 year thing to get the fans there. I don't know, but
this guy is not done. He had six through. Did he ever throw more than 66 passes, Brady?
That's
35 for 66.
Wow.
Did he ever throw 70? I don't know. I don't think he ever threw.
No,
I don't
think so.
Babyface, look into that. See, now Harry is suspiciously quiet because he went 0 for 6, depending on what graphic you look at. The one we did this morning when we picked games, he switched to the Cowboys. But Friday he had Tampa Bay, which is his sixth loss of the week. There were only six games. He also had Schultz, like I said, to score the first touchdown. But Friday he took Fournette in our league. So I think he's just changing things to see if we're paying attention, to see if he can distract us. But Oh for six.
I know Darren's watching every move I make, every pick I make. So I don't have to, that's covered by you guys. Darren's got that covered. But
well, we're down only a few games.
I will say this.
Yeah.
All the years of possibly losing and being stupid with bets, whatever, I don't think I ever went like over in a weekend of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ever since Hodder, the days of 1990, 91. So I don't think I ever went.
And there's more games than ever, too. Six. So
I know.
66,
pretty bad.
For six.
But I mean, the Chargers, come on. How is Staley not fired today? I don't understand.
We're not going to talk about that. Don't worry about that so much. You had a chance. You went 0 for 6. Hench is now one game ahead of you and Brian now in our staff season long picks. But, and our props, Harry and Darren did have the under. Now, what do we have? What was it? 45.5?
45.5.
Oh, my God.
Extra points.
Oh, my God. Hey, extra points was trending. Another great moment tonight. So good for all of us in the Extra Points Podcast Network. But, yes, Harry and Darren collect on the under. Brian and I had the over. We all had Dallas. Harry had Schultz to score first. I had longest Lamb reception over 24.5. He had a 26. Harry, would you you lost with Barr? Tackles?
Yeah, over 4.5. He had 4.
Mm-hmm. And Bri, what did you have for?
I got killed on everything. I took Fournette over yards. They didn't even give him the ball. I had over, went under.
Yeah.
Tampa. God.
Now, Paulie Kid, what do we do with Brett Maher? What do you do with this? You can't trust the guy. I know he set a franchise record this year with like 9 50 plus yard field goals this year. But now, he's got the yips or whatever you want to call it. He can't make an extra point.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, 4 in a row, right? In terms of, actually, how many did he miss tonight?
4.
Four. In a row.
But that's 5 in a row.
Oh, yeah.
In terms
of
going back to last game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a kicker's ever done that in the NFL. I mean, I don't see how that's possible. I got to be honest, my heart was breaking for that guy.
Yeah.
Because he has been really good for the Cowboys this year, and it's got to be tough, right? I think if we've all played sports, and obviously not at that level, but if you've ever experienced something like that, it can be just devastating. You know, I think they're going to have to, you know, at one point, I think I put on a text, so I couldn't, you know, if he misses that last one, you probably have to bring in a kicker this week, right? Like,
well, McCarthy said in the post game, we'll seek a solution as opposed to a replacement. So,
weird going for two.
I don't know. He's
still got to kick some field goals, though. Possibly.
Or psychologists. I don't know what the solution is.
I mean, thank goodness he made his last one. Mm-hmm. But for him, I feel really bad. That's just mentally. You know, we've seen some athletes go through that, right, in terms of pitchers not being able to throw a strike.
Yeah, right. I think this is a lot like when Toby threw that ball 5 yards.
This is it that is true.
He never
bro.
Got it back. He never
went
got
five
it back.
Yards. True.
Yeah,
my goodness,
they go five. Or maybe it's like Harry going 0-for-6, and maybe he'll never pick a game right again. Who knows?
What's out? Maybe he rewrites the script next week and makes a huge field goal to win the Cowboys the game, and then he's the ultimate hero. You know, so. Well,
what's weird is it's you see a guy miss a field goal, right? That's right in front of him. Now it's not exactly, what is it, 32 yards now? A field goal, an extra point rather, is how long is it?
33
plus the end zone. Then he kicks off and it like lands 4 yards before the goal post, perfectly down the middle. It's like it's kind of the same motion. I get it. You have to anticipate a snap and everything else, but it really is so bizarre, and I felt for him too. I was calling for Rodrigo Blankenship because I think he was good in the Cowboys. But yeah, he's been solid. But Paul, kid, this was a team effort. It really was. Aside from the kicking, I give Tom Cruise and Hulk Hogan credit. They were there.
Yes.
No, like even Schultz, as we said, Dak running it in, Ferguson with a big catch, right? Before that second score, Pollard got them going, like I said, you know. Zeke wasn't great, but you know, that was like the only thing. Zeke wasn't very good. I think he had 36 yards combined, but really everybody was in on this. And the defense stepped up, like I said, didn't give Brady really a chance.
Vanderesh was everywhere tonight, too. Back first.
Oh, that's a big great. Look. He hasn't been
nine
playing
he
was great. Several weeks. And you know, I've been hard on Vander Esch over the years. I thought, you know, a couple of years ago he looked cooked, but boy, oh boy, he's when he's been on the field, their defense has been much better. So great job by him. I think he maybe puts everybody in the right places. They moved Parsons around today a lot more than they have been. I mean, half a sack or one sack today. He's in that backfield all day.
He's moving.
Long.
He had two quarterback hits. He had a sack. He had three tackles. I just spread it out. But yeah, almost like knocking down passes and stuff like that. You
Amazing.
Don't really see that.
Amazing.
But right, hand up and on every pass. Jaron Kearse with the interception. That was big. I mean, that's, you know, it's fun just being a Cowboys fan, Parley kid. I'm watching with my son, Archie. And it's like, what was the score at the time? It was 24-6. Was it 24? Say it was 24-6.
Yeah,
and we had the ball. Like, this isn't over, is it? Like, no, of course. What? Of course. Oh no, it's not over. There's no way. I don't know if it's a combination of Brady or rooting for the Cowboys, but it really felt like they left it open when they were three scores down. Right, Brian? Did you ever? I mean, I know you went and bet the Bucks in the second half.
What was it at halftime? It was
3.5. It was It was
18-0.
Yep.
18-0. Yeah. So I took 14.5 for the game. Yeah. So 3.5 in the second half. But yeah, I mean, as long as they kept it within three touchdowns, I mean, once they didn't get that 2-point conversion, then you knew, although that, geez, was there more holding ever on a wide receiver?
There was a lot of holding there.
But whatever. I mean, but once they didn't get that, the game's pretty much over. And then the Cowboys, to their credit, had a couple, you know, a nice drive after that ate up some clock too. So
they only scored twice, Tampa, in the second half. So did the Cowboys. So good win. Now, did you guys see the line for next week? I already got it. No. You want to guess it, Harry?
I did not. Sant, you have the total too. I want to guess the total.
Just bet. Give us one thing. What I'm asking for.
San Francisco.
Holy crap, man. Can we get three?
Yeah.
All right. You want to guess the total? You can if you want.
50.5.
All right, Bri.
Five.
Darren,
and a
think
half.
About
five
this.
And a half.
So
five and a half.
So much fun.
Five and a
okay.
half.
Okay. 5.5, Darren.
I was going to say 5, Sal.
Yeah.
And total, I'll say 48.5.
46 is the total. Harry was off by 4 there.
Wow.
The line is 4. Wow. When I guessed it with Simmons, I thought it would be 2.5 or 3. I thought, because they always give the Cowboys a point or two advantage there. But I thought that was
flawless tonight, though, too.
He was, it opened actually at 4.5 and is now down to 4. Wow. So there you go, -186.
What
plus
was the final last year between the two at Cowboys? I know the Cowboys are home, but
like 20-17.
That terrible one, I don't know, but dig that up. That was really bad. I know we didn't score Tampa much. Was it 2017? Yeah, that sounds
23-17.
It was 23-17. Yeah. 23-7. That's right. We needed a touchdown there. So, good game. I will say this. Maybe Jaguars fans would disagree with me. If the Chiefs win next week, we have a great Final Four, don't you think? If it's Chiefs against either Bills or Bengals, and on the other side,
awesome.
Giants come out of Giants, Philly, and Dallas, San Francisco. It's a good one. I don't know. That's how I think. But some might say, well, what good is it with the Giants being in the conference finals? Well, if they get that far, that's going to be very interesting, I think. And lots of hate. Yeah, so that'll be good. Do we have MVP updates? We saw Purdy was +750, and now the MVP odds went away, right, Babyface? Did you see these?
Yeah, I think sadly it got taken down.
Sadly, the report.
Well, because Dak shot up. Clearly Dak's the favorite now. So
Stop it.
What was McCaffrey, you think, Sal? Do you remember?
I didn't actually see him. I saw when Babyface sent him. I just saw that Purdy was +750. But we're doing this late Thursday night because we wanted to take advantage of, let's see, what profit? No, they don't have it. But so the Niners are +160, the Eagles +165, Dallas +350, Giants 13-1. And on the AFC side, Chiefs +145, Bills +170, Bengals 380, and Jags 13-1. Yeah, get the Jags out of there. No screwing around, Chiefs. Just get them out of there. We'll have a nice little Final Four, and we'll have something to talk about. CJ Stroud, Parley Kid, declares for the draft. This I saw over under 3.5. He goes in the draft. I think I would take over. I don't know why. It seemed like more teams needed quarterbacks last year.
Right.
Maybe take that back. Maybe not more teams, but it does seem like with the Cars out there and Brady and whoever else, it seems like you could, even Lamar Jackson, you can maybe sign an established quarterback right there and not have to go through the draft. And as it was, the best quarterback, who was touted as the best, Malik Willis, went 57th?
Yeah.
Was it that?
Something like that. Sure.
Yes. I'd go 3.5. I'd go over. What do you go with Stroud?
Yeah, I'd reluctantly take the over there, Sal. I mean, you got the Bears, right? No. Texans, yes. Cardinals.
Colts. Yeah.
No. And then Colts sitting at 4. Yes. But would Stroud be their guy? Oh, boy.
It's all about trading up, too, at that point, right? If they trade up on it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. So,
right. I mean, I think that's the thing, Sal. If you get it. It depends what the Colts want, right? And it depends if somebody trades up. Young's definitely going top three. Will Levis, some people like him better than Stroud. Right. So,
yeah,
I think the odds, I think you're right. I think over 3.5 is right. I mean, a lot of things have the Raiders. Almost everything has the Raiders taking him wherever the Raiders draft
him. Well, I was going to say, Sal, right?
It might all play out those first four picks, too. No one trades. And
right,
because Indy and Houston need it, but if Young is Houston's guy, Arizona doesn't have to. You know, they'll probably go defense. Yeah. They're not going to go QB, and then Indy will take.
There's no way it's what we think it is now. The
time is always. Right. I know,
it's but
always
I know what Harry's saying, and he raises a great point. If there's no trading, and we seen a lot of track as we have, but there's no trading, then it's going over. So
right. Right. So 3.5 is good. Is
probably
a good
the way I would, reluctantly take the over on it. And I think that's got a better chance to hit than not.
All right. We're 3 months away, but it's already exciting. All right. Babyface, you dug up these MVP odds from earlier. Mahomes was 350. Allen was 6-1. Hurts was 7-1. Purdy +750. Burrow 8-1. I don't think, I haven't seen him yet. Well, Dak wouldn't crack that top five, would he? at this point? No, we can't. With Purdy being up, though, we can't be both of them. All these teams have better odds than the Cowboys. And McCaffrey was 14-1. You guys like anyone in that bunch, Brother Bri? You're not getting a lot of value with Mahomes. The team is 3-1 to win the whole thing, and he's plus 350. Although,
yeah, that doesn't make sense. I would never touch that. Because yeah, even if you get to the Super Bowl, you'd be better off betting that at the Super Bowl time. Burrow was what, did you say?
Burrow, I see at 8-1.
Although,
if you go Burrow or Allen, but Allen's 6-1, Burrow 8-1, you're getting at least better than the odds, right? Because the Bills are plus 350 and Bills the Bengals are plus 750. So
yeah, I think Allen one makes sense, right? 350 to 6-1. That's the biggest discrepancy.
Yeah,
good point.
For a long shot, though, you would just say McCaffrey 14-1.
Yeah.
14-1. 5 of 7 games is at over 100 yards combined. He scored in all 7 of those games. Maybe he gets a little more credit in the where he's had done what he's done in his career, make to a Brock Purdy, who's the new guy on the block, maybe. Once it comes down to it, if he has a monster game, McCaffrey in the Super Bowl.
Maybe. I just think about all the moment, all the stories about Purdy. If he was to get there and win the game, it's just going to be insane. It's just going
to
be crazy.
I'll go to his parade in Gilbert, Arizona, too.
You will?
Sure. Absolutely.
Paulie, Kim, we don't like this, the coaches, the Dan Quinn interviewing with the Broncos on Friday. They could make this illegal, but it won't matter. Everyone will just cheat and meet up clandestinely, right?
Don't like it. I don't know how the NFL can enforce that. I know these teams want to make their decisions. Maybe they just got to shut down activity until a team is eliminated. But again, that doesn't work until nobody can do anything until after the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is, Sal, but I don't like hearing it. It's a distraction. Is interviewing on Friday. That's only a few days from now, right? And it's a short week as it is for the Cowboys. Yeah. I don't know. I personally think Quinn is in a great spot where he is, but I'm not Dan Quinn. Some people, they want to be the head coach. I think Quinn is best served when he's a defensive coordinator, but that's him. Good luck to him in that interview. Hope it goes well for him, but I hope it's not a distraction for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, he probably should have a head coaching position, but maybe he thought the Cowboys were going to lose this week and set this up for Friday, and now he's like, hey, Bri, don't these interviews go like 5 hours? You're going to give up your whole Friday?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, it might not be a distraction for the team.
Mm-hmm.
But for the coach, it definitely is. Like,
that's what
how
I mean. Yeah.
How can you how can you come up with a game plan? I mean, probably by Friday, maybe they have everything a lot of that locked in. But then, yeah, you're going on these interviews. First of all, you're probably nervous as hell, and you're going on these like 6-hour interviews. So it's got to be a distraction for him for sure. Regardless of what they say for the players, maybe not, but.
Yeah,
for the coach himself, definitely leading.
Now, Parlikid, I remember when we were in high school. Football, we'd have our games on Saturdays. The Cowboys are going to play Sunday. Maybe they do things differently, but Friday night we'd have Skull. Right, we'd sit and watch the chalkboard and the coach go over plays and everything, and then we would all walk down Jericho Turnpike about 3.5 miles to Beefsteak Charlie's. Or if we didn't have enough money, we would grab a pizza at Vincent's. Right there, basically in Huntington there. Now, I can't imagine doing this and be like, hey, where's Coach Quinn? He's not at school. He's not at any of the stuff. He's not having Beefsteak Charlie. I don't know. To me, it comes.
Sal, we were lucky enough to have any type of coach. We had coaches quit, random days. They just couldn't handle the team anymore. So we would have coaches quit the day before the season, halfway through the season. It really didn't matter. I think we left with like one or two coaches by the end of the season most of the time.
That's true. That's what Dan Quinn should do. Just quit, but not tell anybody. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll give our plays of the day for Tuesday.
Have you been betting with the Caesars Sportsbook and Casino app? If so, keep it up, because every bet earns with Caesars Rewards. That means win or lose, you're getting closer to amazing perks like game tickets, free stays, bonuses, and more. And if not, well, when you get started, your first bet is on Caesars. Register with promo code OMAHAFULL and place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, congrats. If you don't, You'll get your stake back as a free bet. 21 years plus only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 or more wager only. Must register with an eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bet credit, $1,250, must be used within 14 days of receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms, void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans, Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, play of the day, Tuesday. Yeah, we got it. No, Babyface, Beefsteak Charlie is not a presenting sponsor. You would have heard that in the ad there, but we could. Is there a beef? There's not a Beefsteak Charlie left, is there?
Not around here.
What would it do? It would have steak and shrimp for like the $14.99. You could get steak and I think all the shrimp you could eat, which is always appealing to me. And then they cut it right down.
Did it become a cookies out eventually? But wasn't there something called cookies maybe. Too?
Yeah, there was a cookies too. Yeah, anybody who knows steak places in Long Island, look it up. Babyface, you think that's funny? All the shrimp you could eat?
Oh my God, all the shrimp you can eat, $14.99.
Either shrimp was cheap back then, or I don't know what was it.
I missed out.
I was vomiting on the field in Amityville the next day. Yeah,
If you ever come to, whenever you come, Sal, there is a place, an all-you-can-eat shrimp place that's a good shrimp place that we can take you to.
Really?
All you can eat. Yeah, Port Chef.
I could be there in 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, that is true, bro. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah,
I'm going play of the day Tuesday. Kansas goes to Manhattan to play Kansas State. Kansas State saw a 9-game win streak snap. They got slaughtered by TCU. I think they were looking ahead to this Kansas game, but you know what happens in these games? A lot of times you look ahead and you end up losing both games. They don't have a lot of depth. The Jayhawks won a close one against Iowa State. They know how to win these close games. They're 5-0 in conference. If they win today, Tuesday, they're going to run their streak to 11. I think they do. Jalen Wilson averages 20. I think he had a double-double against Iowa State. They win this game 69-64. Give me Kansas -2 over Kansas State. Bri, what's your pick?
I like that, Sal. I was looking at that too because I felt like the same thing. I think Kansas State losing there. I think that, you know, it's worse leading into this game. But yeah, I'm going to go Wake Forest -2 at home against Clemson. Look, Clemson comes into this game really hot, probably playing the best of any team in the ACC, winning 7 straight and 11 of their last 12. And they also beat the crap out of Wake Forest at Clemson. probably about a month ago. Yeah, a little over a month ago. But Wake Forest, look, the line is low here. They're still the favorite, but they've won. They're 9-0 at home this year on the season. The last two games, they've beaten up on their opposition, whether it's Boston College or Florida State. They have, in the last couple of weeks, they have really good home wins. Virginia Tech, Duke, they kind of beat up at home here. So as a small favorite here, this seems to be the place that maybe Clemson will finally slip up. So I'm going to take the Wake Forest minus two.
All right, baby. And you got to do it because James Baby Doll Dixon's on the board of directors.
That's what I'm doing it for. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Board of Smokers, something.
Does he ever go to a basketball game there? I won.
He has taken pictures. They had a big upset about 4 years ago. And like the fans stormed the court and he grabbed one. I'll send it to you. He sent it. He wasn't smoking at the time. So not one of my favorites, but still. Was pretty good. All right, Parley Kid, is this just going to be every week? You're going to take Dayton or the Islanders?
I haven't taken Dayton.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
So I haven't taken a flight. Brian has taken them.
Twice.
Okay.
Hit it easily last week, which I agreed with that pick. And then he lost a heartbreaker and a terrible loss by Dayton in their last game against VCU. But Brian, you got to watch that game. You know how good the Dayton crowd is. It's probably one of the top in the country. Dayton's going to be angry after that VCU loss because it looked like they could possibly run the table here in the A-10. It did look like that. They were coming off seven straight wins before that loss. They are playing Davison. They're giving 10.5 right now. Just a few weeks back, they beat Davison by 14 on their home court. Davison does not have an answer for the Dayton Flyer big man, Deron Holmes, who really can't be stopped by any of these A-10 teams. He'll be a draft pick at some point this year, whether it's late first or early second. But there's nobody on Davison that can match up with him. He went for 32 last time, just a few weeks ago against Davison. Expect him to approach that number again. Dayton covers the 10.5. They get back on track.
All right. Harry, I feel like this is a pattern with you. You find a line at 6.5 and you go over in the NHL.
Yeah, it's been working too. It's been pretty good. I'm going to take the Oilers, Kraken, over 6.5. You got to lay 130. Oilers have scored the second most goals in the NHL. The Kraken, you wouldn't think it. The Kraken have scored the fourth most in the NHL. They're 8-1, the Kraken, in their last nine games in seven of those eight wins, they've scored at least four goals. They've met each other twice this year, seven goals and nine goals. And in their history, they played five times, seven goals or more, over 6.5 Oilers Kraken.
Nice.
So we're going to a Kraken game, not a Kraken game, but their minor league. How would you say it? Their minor league team, the Coachella Valley Firebirds. We're going in like 3 or 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
One of their games. Yeah. That's in that's near Palm Springs. By the way, I want to thank Mark Medane. He sent my kid Jack, who loves the Coachella Valley Firebirds, a lot of memorabilia from the team. But Mark Medane, he's like repenting, would you say, right, Bri? He did some bad things in the past, and now he's doing nice things.
I like Mark. I would hang out with him. Good guy.
Yeah. I mean, now we know where we can get our Coachella Valley Firebird stuff. Of course you like him. No, thank you for that, Mark. That was really good. All right, let's take a quick break. And Harry's got a bed ache. You may not even believe it when you hear it. So you might just want to skip over it, but we'll be back with that in a second.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're back, and it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bed aches.
When a bet makes you sick,
and you make the wrong pick, it's a bed ache, it's a bed ache, it's a bed ache.
Harry, take it away. This was over the weekend, but this is a real doozy.
Yeah, you know, I bet two 11-team parlays over the weekend. I actually hit one. I hit one, and the other one, I had one loser. Now I had seven Australian Open plays in the first round, all seven of those won. So seven are in. One NBA game, Kings Spurs over, in. That's eight. In cricket, I had India over Sri Lanka, easy winner. Nine in. How about the in Austrian hockey? I took the Black Wings parlay, kid. The Black Wings get the W for me. 10 in. My loser at -550 is in a French volleyball league. The team was named Tours VP. They were -550, and I lose.
Oh, cool. No. Oh, no.
Tours V. No,
you know what the,
yeah, what's that, Brian?
You know what the score of that match was?
I didn't even look. I should look, right? Tours VB, actually.
Of course you should look. I can't believe you weren't even watching.
French Volleyball League.
French Volleyball. God. How about my Australian hockey pick there, and they won 5-2?
Just name me a player on that team.
Man, Harry's
I'd be more impressed if you could do that than just pick.
Just like, you know what it is? Those play in the morning when we wake up, so I check my phone.
Harry must be back. This is
winner.
Harry must be back. And this is why Ken is so upset, because Harry did hit a parlay. You know, Ken has already confiscated the money from Harry's parlay win. It's already in Ken's bank account.
1100.
That's number one. 1100. Mm-hmm. Well, 800, really like 800, because you hedged.
I hit Schultz for 150.
But Harry's back to betting now, probably about 30 or 40 bets a day.
Good for you, man. Nice.
Well, guess what? You're named the parlay kid. Little weak that you went under the 17 and a half parlays in Vegas, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 14. I hit about 15, 14 or 15. Yeah.
A little weak.
I couldn't make it.
Harry, you're 0 for 6. You talk about weight. By the way, I tell Harry,
I'm Kelly too much.
And I'm still only one back.
Ben Kelly pointed out, he's your nemesis on Twitter. He pointed out 0 for 6. He's doing backflips right now that you went 0 for 6 in Super Wild Card Weekend. And, you know, I tell Harry, I'm like, you went 0 for 6. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I still cashed an $1,100 parlay. Like, well, when you go hit your 5 in a row on extra points, but don't make a dollar off of it, you know, you don't want to hear that.
Thank you.
Right? You got to pick one side, Harry. What's better? Give out, win money, or go and don't go 0 for 6, or do well in your picks and don't bet any?
I blame Staley for the whole weekend.
Why don't you use the $1,100, Harry, to pay off some of the people who took your lousy 0 for 6 picks? You should be sending them money, right?
Or what about my 75 games over the last 2 years picks?
I don't know.
They should be loaded. They all should
be
loaded.
Well, what Sal is saying, fine.
Yeah.
But you haven't won money on that, though.
Right. You have no money.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's okay. Yeah. No. If he had won money, the French volleyball team would have new uniforms. I know that. That's for sure. All right. Mikey Meatballs, play the music. We like it so much.
When a bet makes you sink
and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad egg. It's a bad egg. It's a bad egg.
All right, we got some mail. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. That's Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. Write us about anything. Harry's losing streak, you know, French volleyball, whatever, the Cowboys kicking the crap out of Tampa Bay. We love to hear it all. Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com. Miguel Gomez, we met Miguel, right?
Yes.
How's it going, gang? It was really surreal meeting all of you in person a couple weeks ago after years of hearing all about your lives. It was great meeting you. My question, more of a comment. I just finished watching for the very first time the entire Sopranos series. Good for you. Mm-hmm. And even though I knew how it ended, fade to black, I didn't imagine myself getting annoyed at it. But here we are. It's so dumb. I can't get over it. I don't know what's worse, that finale or our Cowboys losing tonight. Well, I think that was just, he was just predicting that. But so you don't have to compare it to that because we won, Miguel. You know our Cowboys won. I hope maybe he's saving that to watch for 10 years from now, too. But anyway, love to hear all your thoughts on it, as I know you're all fans of The Sopranos. Miguel from Sacramento, you're not wrong for being mad at that finale. I think a lot of people were upset. A lot of people thought their cable kicked out. I don't think it's spoiling anything.
Right.
It went right to black. I hated the ending. I know a lot of people hated it and then have since come around on it and now think it's a spectacular work of art. I'm sticking with the whole part where I hate it. Parlor Kid, where do you land on the Sopranos ending?
Yeah, I know, Sal. I mean, it's there have been worse endings in the history of television, but and I still put that in my top probably five shows of all time.
Sure.
But the ending was just not satisfying to me, Sal. It wasn't. At the time, I've gotten over it, but I'm not going to now go back and say, you know, I thought about it and what a wonderful right. ending it was. No, it's still, when I still look back on it, on the moment, it kind of put a little bitterness to the whole series for me. Yeah. Sal.
Yeah, look, I don't mind thinkers, right? Like Leftovers or Brian. I mean, there've been some good ones for sure, but I also don't like do-it-yourself television, and I'm watching Meadow Parallel Park for 20 minutes, and then it's like it's just over. I also am an idiot. I'm also an idiot. Like, I don't like when things end in general. Like, I don't like when the Super Bowl, even if I win money on the Super Bowl, I'm still mad. I still like get out of there angry. I just don't like things that I like ending. Brian, yes. How did you feel about that?
Well, I will say, like, Miguel watching that now, it's probably like watching that ending now probably really sucks. At least in the moment, it was something to talk about. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, that ending.
True.
Like, now you watch it, you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, he's alone.
I liked
it
that way.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Us. The one thing I will say is, like, the only thing about The Sopranos is, and for as great as the show as The Sopranos is, right? Whether you think it's the best show ever, top three, top five. The shows were never, I mean, they were always not in sequence, right? It wasn't like you could go back and watch, and it never really, one show never really led up to the next show, right? Like, you could have one show and then the next week is kind of you never know. Some did, but not
there was
many.
There was some kind of feuds that needed to be resolved.
Yeah, the buildup was good. But like, sometimes you didn't know if it was the next day, the next week, the next month, right? Like, when you watch that, right?
You didn't know what flavor ice cream they were going to order at the diner in the last episode. Right. That's for sure.
It was just weird, you know? So yeah, that whole show was a little, to me, was always like, you kind of, I don't know, because of that, I didn't care about it as much. I mean, the funniest thing about that finale is it fades to black, right? And then it leads into John from Cincinnati. That was right. I think that was
the next big drama supposed to be on
HBO is John from Cincinnati and talk about a bomb.
Yeah, that's
Harry.
Sucks.
I don't even you. So you watched The Sopranos, Harry?
Yeah, I saw it. I watched it all.
You did?
Sure. Yeah.
And what did you think?
I think it was like Bri said though. I kind of liked it because just for weeks, months, talked about who did it, how would he have died.
Yeah, and then rid of HBO because you haven't had it since. Yeah.
What did you do? He stole the DVDs. That's what he did.
I can't imagine Harry actually makes it through every episode, though.
Harry, how many dramas have you watched in your life? You claim you've watched that are multiple seasons, like more than two seasons. You watched Breaking Bad?
Yep.
You watched Sopranos?
I watched Breaking Bad, but I did watch it very late.
I'm sure. But how many I think fewer than five dramas more that were went into a third season.
Probably false.
Yeah. Well, this probably, I guarantee there's some bad shows on there, Harry, some bad ones that you've watched in the past.
These aren't the shows Harry really likes.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like,
you'd be surprised.
He hasn't said Grey's Anatomy or something like that. Like, Harry's style. Right?
Harry,
I don't know. I don't
Harry, give us your top three shows of all time. You got to know.
Curb.
Okay, well, comedy. It's all comedy.
Did you specify?
No, I didn't.
Whatever you like.
Golden Girls is probably up there.
You can't say Regis and Kelly. That doesn't count.
Can't. It's really good.
You know what? Maybe we save this for Mike Lombardi. Mike Lombardi is on, and he was a huge Soprano.
Oh, yeah.
He played,
that's good.
Babyface, he played Big Pussy, right? Or he had the role and then lost it, right? How did that?
I got to look at IMDb on that.
Okay, look that up. He's going to be on Thursday. That's going to be fun. And so that's it. Let's check out. We'll all go to Beefsteak Charlie's. And big win, parlay kid. I told everybody we were going to be in a good mood when we got on this podcast.
Nice job, guys. Nice job.
We are.
That one.
You're right. You're right.
A little scared about that line. I thought they'd make it like three, like that, make you think. Then everybody would load up on the Niners. And now it's, like we say, is in the Vegas zone, 4.5. Not sure about that, but we'll take it. 31-14. Cowboys, big, big win. See you later, Tom Brady. Never thought you were good. You proved it tonight. You're only lucky they're talking about the Cowboys kicker because it would all fall on your shoulders. Good job by Dak Prescott. Good job by Tom Cruise and Hulk Hogan. And that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.